श्री धाना The fragrance of the Buddha is silence. The teachings of the Buddha is silence. The Buddhas are there to help you rise in consciousness, in awareness. So, it's a paradox because you only understand language. The Buddha has to talk to guide you back to silence. Because the truth is beyond words. Silence is beyond words. Consciousness is beyond words. So remember, only in silence can you really hear the message of the Buddhas. In that silence, your own inner wisdom can come forth. That wisdom, that light which is covered by your words, by your projections, by your anger, by your comparisons. That silence which is hidden by the cloud of your mind. Your emotions. So that which the Buddha really wants to share is beyond the words. You can only touch that in the silence of your own heart, your own being. And remember, whatever you get entangled in all your dramas, all your thinking, all your projections, it is not it. It has nothing to do with the true teaching. Only when you are silent, at peace, open, relaxed, can that essence, can that grace descend into you. Meditation is resting into your own being. where you are not identified with you as a form, as a body, where you are not entangled in the past or the future. You are just resting into yourself in this moment. That's what I call stopping. You cannot do it, but you can allow it. By relaxing. By understanding. By welcoming it. By embracing it. The Buddha has to use words because you live only in words. The more words, the more confusion. You have forgotten how it is. To be direct, straight to the point, so you're drowning in words. Drop all words and become the silence. In that silence is where the peace is, the love is, the freedom is. Buddha talks about the Eightfold Path. Right understanding, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right meditation. He said, this is the middle path which the perfect one has discovered, which makes one both see and know, which leads to peace, to enlightenment. All this Eightfold Path can be condensed into just awareness. But you need guidance, just like Jesus makes commandments. But those commandments is more childish. The Buddha doesn't command anything. He has no commandments for you, what you should do. From the Christianity, and who knows if this command, so-called commandments, comes from Jesus or it comes from the priest. You should not kill. You should not do this, you should not do that. That will never help anybody because nobody can get told. What you need is more understanding. What you need is to go deeper in yourself. All those commandments will come from the inside. Buddha doesn't give you any commandments. He gives you hints. That's what Buddhas do. They can only hint. It's up to you, whatever you do. He says, first, right understanding. Nothing can be done. You cannot go deeper if you don't have the right understanding. And everybody is full of wrong understanding. Wrong understanding is the so-called conditioning that you have been fed since you were little. That is the wrong understanding, which the whole world is living after, changing a little bit from country to country. You get rules, commandments, how you function in your family, in your school, in the society, how you should behave, how you should talk, manners. That becomes you. Now, right understanding is that you have to get in touch with your own wisdom. Nobody can give it to you. You have to find the right understanding to start seeing. Without understanding, you cannot move on. Very few people have an understanding. We are all product of the society, of the masses. Very few people stick out and think for themselves. When you have the right understanding, then everything starts changing. The inner journey starts. Number two, right thought. It's the same thing. No, don't get lost in the negative. The mind is a beautiful tool. Just don't let it rule you. The mind can be depressed or it can be happy. At least change it into a happy mind. Right thought. Be positive. Change the negative into the positive. Then, out of that, number three, right speech. If you are ruled by the past, by your negative mind, by projections, by anger, by jealousy, by comparison, that will become your speech. That's what you talk. That's what you write. That's what comes out of you. It's the wrong speech. It's negativity. It's confusion. It's anger. is competition. No, right speech. Right speech can only come from understanding and from a positive mind. You want to transform yourself. You're becoming aware how you live, how you think, and out of the mind, the words, the speech, what comes out of you. Number four, right action. Now, the next, out of your what you speak, that will be your action. Normally, no people have reflected that whatever they think, that is what comes out of their mouth. So you cannot change the way you function in the world before you become aware of your thoughts, that you start becoming a master over yourself, over your actions, over your thinking, over your talking. First, right understanding. Second, right thought. Three, right speech. Four, right action. Now, thinking, not being a slave of your own mind, you become happy, you're becoming your own master. Then what you speak comes out of that. Instead of sharing poison, you can share honey, happiness, compassion, love. That is right action. Now you bring that into what you are doing physically in the world. That is right action. That is karma yoga. You are aware what and where you put your energy, what you are doing in your life, who you are serving, what is your work. Five, right livelihood. Then, of course, also, what are you doing in your life? Does it do good? No, out of awareness, all this will come by itself. But because there is no awareness in the beginning, the Buddhas always have made steps. The truth is too much. It's like an atomic bomb. You cannot change from total darkness to light. You have to go step by step. You have to digest it. You have to make more space for it. You have to make more understanding in yourself. You have to make more silence. That's what I say, everything will change. Be aware what you do, who you hang out with, what you work with. You have to break your negative habits. Right effort. No, right effort. What is the effort? People do effort so many things, but it's in unconscious things. To become something, to get something, a lot of effort. Right effort means to go deeper in yourself. That is the only effort that is anything worth. That you don't get entangled. Otherwise, the more weak you are, the more you get entangled with anything and anybody. Just somebody is saying something, and you get entangled. Just you hear something, you get entangled. And it's non-ending. And you forget yourself. Be aware what you do, what you listen to, what you put your attention to, what you are working with. Do things that is productive for yourself, for the truth, for peace. 7, right mindfulness, is all just different ways to say become aware. No, be mindful, be aware of what you do. And 8, right concentration, which is not right. If anything, it must, he must mean meditation. But whoever have translated this, they don't know about meditation. So the Western mind has translated it into concentration. This has nothing to do with concentration. It has to do with meditation. All these first 7 is to prepare the ground for deep meditation, which is the only thing that Buddha is really interested in, because only in deep meditation, in silence, can he be understood, can he be heard. Where you disappear and there is only a meeting of hearts, of understanding, of peace. Where all separation disappears. And you just are in your own beingness. This is the middle path which the perfect one has discovered, which makes one both see and know, which leads to peace, to silence, to enlightenment. Remember, the path is not separate from you. It is you. And that's why the masters have put so many different things. It's not a separate thing, it's integrated, it's whole life. You have to integrate it into your whole life. Into your outlook on life, into your talking, into your action, into what you are working with, how you communicate, what you are sharing, what you are thinking. You have to become aware. In that awareness, in that understanding, in that silence, everything falls into harmony. Into balance, And when there is balance, it stops. Allow that stopping to happen. Resting, relaxing into yourself, into the moment. They say that Buddha didn't want to talk after he got enlightened. At last peace came after so many years, and it was beyond any words, any experience, anything to show. And they say that the gods themselves came and begged him, "You have to talk. And he said, "No. And maybe it's a true story because I can relate to it myself. How can you talk about it? It's impossible. But then they managed to talk him into it, and he understood that there is some human beings that he can help. Very few, but it is a possibility. So he accepted it. The silence is the fragrance of the Buddhas. And that fragrance you can only smell, you can only catch when you come close. When there is no hurry. When you allow yourself to get intoxicated by the fragrance. When you forget everything else. Allowing yourself to relax deeper. Those are the ones that the Buddhas are interested in. Why they are talking, why they are sharing. Those who are sensitive enough to sense the fragrance, the essence. Buddha says, we are what we think. All what we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Be aware of your thoughts. You create your own reality. I'm good, I'm bad, I'm stupid, I'm wise. If you don't think, then who are you? go where there is no thought. We are what we think, and everybody is thinking, thinking, thinking. So they forget who they really are. All we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts we make the world. Speak or act with an impure mind, and trouble will follow you. And that's how you create the situations, your own reality. You are thinking, you are speaking it, you are creating it. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts we make the world. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness will follow you like your shadow, unshakable. That's what I mean by start taking responsibility. You can create your own reality. Start with changing that negative mind, that projective mind, that jealous mind, that comparing mind to happiness, to light, to understanding, to more silence. Then when you speak, it will be joy. Instead of complaining, it will be happiness, gratitude, thankfulness. That is the inner alchemy. You say, look how he abused me, what he did to me, how he beat me, how he threw me down, what he did, how he robbed me. Live in such a way, think such thoughts, and you live in hate. And the sad thing is that is the normal way to live. Live in hate. Live in projection, live in anger, live in hurt. Then this whole human life is wasted. Year after year after year, life after life after life, in hate, in hurt. Look how he abused me, what he did, how he beat me. How he threw me down and robbed me. Abandon such a thoughts and live in love. So easy. Just abandon. Just drop those thoughts. Drop that negative mind and you start living in love, in understanding. But that is impossible to do if that deep understanding is not awoken in you. That's what the Buddhas are trying to do. That's what satsang is for, to try to wake you up. What are you doing to yourself and to everybody? No, there is a choice. That is the responsibility. You have a choice to live in hate or to live in love. No, you have to transform it. Don't play the victim. Rise. Become conscious. abandon such thoughts and live in love. In this world, hate never yet dispelled hate. Only love dispels hate. This is the law. This is the ultimate law, ancient and inexhaustible. Only love dispels hate. And that's why love is my message, because only love heals. Only love transforms. But even to receive that love, you have to become more aware, more understanding, more deep, more receptive. Then it has an impact. It can transform you. Otherwise, that also, even the words from a Buddha can just be words. Because you live only in words. Go deeper than the words. Feel it. Embrace it. Like Jesus said, eat me, drink me. Let it become part of you. That is the meaning, imbibe me. So the truth becomes your truth. So my love becomes your love. In this world, hate never yet dispelled hate. Only love dispels hate. This is the law, the ultimate law, ancient and inexhaustible. That is the truth. Unshakable it is, and has always been. You too shall pass away. You too shall die. Knowing this, how can you quarrel? How can you act? How can you live the way you live? Wake up. You too, soon you will be gone. How easily it is for the wind to overturn a frail tree. Just a little wind and the weak tree breaks. Seek happiness in the senses. Seek happiness in your dreams. And just indulge in food and sleep. And you too will be uprooted like a frail tree. You too will be uprooted, and you are already uprooted now. Save the roots that are there, nurture your being. So you get deep roots into yourself, into reality. How can roots hold on to your dreams, to your thoughts, to the senses? And this is how everybody lives. Seek happiness in the senses, in the food and sleep. That is how human life normally is. And you too will be lost. You too will be uprooted. Another life wasted in eating and sleeping and senses. But the wind cannot overturn a mountain. Any temptation cannot touch the man who is awake, strong and humble, who master himself and follow the law. It's impossible, because you are the law. You are the mountain. you are strong and humble at the same time. The wind cannot overturn a mountain. Any temptation cannot touch the man who is awake. Because when you have found the inner gift, then nothing can tempt you on the outside. Because it's so precious that nothing in this world can shake you. It is the most precious, the most valuable. Then you become a master, because you are not a slave of your thoughts, of your senses, of food, of money, of sex, of desires. You are uncorrupted. Then you become like a god in human form. If a man's thoughts are muddy and dark, if he is reckless and full of deceit, how can he follow the path? How can he be a sannyasin? How can he wear the yellow robe? Buddha must remind his own disciples that if you are here with me and you are still reckless, full of deceit, if you are dark and muddy in your mind, in your thoughts, if you are not come in to the purity of the teaching, if you are not doing an effort to transform yourself, to wake up, how can you wear the yellow robe? How can you be a disciple? Pull yourself together. Know you have come so far. Don't miss the opportunity. But whoever is master of his own nature, bright, clear, true, shining, he may indeed wear the yellow robe. He is the true disciple. He is the one I'm talking to. Aum Shanti. And only he or she can listen. Listen from the heart. Listen from the truth. Listen from the purity of the being. From that space, listening to the truth of the Buddhas is like nectar. A nectar that the heart and the soul has been longing for. And getting that nectar, it wakes up. As long as there is a body, one has to pee. Sure looks like that. So good, sitting so nice, so long.
Oh. do.